We have a special schus today to hear from the Gaon of Dayan Donner from London, from the Gedolei Poskim and Gaon Mashpiyim of the Dor. We just want to express our hakaras hatov to Rabbi Matz and the Aguda, the Baruch Hashem. We were zeicha many years to have many Gedolim come to the yeshiva in the schus that they come down for the Aguda. And today, Baruch Hashem, we have the schus to hear Dayan Donner.
One of the problems, is it working? My voice doesn't work too well. Does this work better than my voice? Yeah, hello. One of the problems of traveling, that you can't find a decent minyan to daven. As you enter any of the bottom of Droshim when you're traveling, it's what's called an express train. It's very hard to keep up. And Baruch Hashem this morning, being a Tanis, I know you're not in a hurry for breakfast, but besides, I can see you done Baruch Hashem, nice and slow, and one can hold and keep with it. So the first one is Shikoyach, to provide a nice davening. And we'll say a few words about davening. By Yigash El of Yehuda, there's a sefer called Rekeach, was a Rishon. And the Rekeach says, from the word Vayigash, three times we find Vayigash in Tanakh, referring to coming nearer. One is Vayigash Eliyo, when he went to daven. One Vayigash Avraham went to daven, and one Vayigash Yehuda. From there we learn they should put three steps, three Vayigashes, three steps near to the Ribono Shel Olam. And they ask Akasha, Vayigash Eliyahu, he went to daven. Vayigash Avraham, he went to daven. But Vayigash Yehuda, all he did, he wanted to get near to Yosef, he didn't go to daven. And they explain that the Vayigash advises you and tells you that davening is to make sure that you feel nearer to the Ribono Shel Olam. And if you stand to Shmoneh Esrei and your mind is miles away, you've not been Vayigash. Many years ago, in London, we've got, it's called Yeshiva Ketana, I don't know how you call it here, they're boys who come in the morning for Shachris, they stay all day, they have breakfast and lunch and supper in the yeshiva, and then they go home to sleep at night. But they come back in the morning, and the day starts with davening, the shachris. And they must be there for shachris. There's always a boy or two who either comes late or he misses shachris. I don't want to say anything, I'm saying quietly, but I did see one or two come today a bit after the beginning, but I didn't see who they were, so I wouldn't you don't know yourself who it is, but just it's nice to be early. I remember, you know what a train is, when a train leaves the station. I remember there was one person, the train was supposed to leave 8 o'clock and the band came 1 minute past 8. And the driver was driving it out and he said, "You anti-Semit driving away." I said, "No, he's not an anti-Semit. If he's supposed to leave at 8 o'clock, it's 8 o'clock. If davening is 7:15 or 7:30, then the train starts at 7:30. And if you miss the first bit of davening, you missed it. You never catch it up. And I haven't said anything, so don't take me serious for this one. But I'm coming to something. This Yeshiva Ketana, that we have for shachris. And there's one boy who kept on missing shachris. So the mashgiach went to him one day and said, "If you don't come tomorrow to shachris, you can stay at home for 3 days." Ooh, that was a heavy one. So the boy said, "Hey, if I stay at home for 3 days, I'll miss this whole sugya and with Bob Matzia, Davov, Tok for Krayan. Half this month is gone. You can't do this to me. If you don't come tomorrow, you stay at home for 3 days." Anyway, the boy went to the Rosh Yeshiva and said, "The Mashgiach has got no right to do this." You know the way boys talk. "He can't do this to me. It's like throwing me out of the Yeshiva." So the Rosh Yeshiva went up to the Mashgiach and said, "Can you do something else?" So he said, "Look, I've tried all the tricks with him. Nothing works. This only one's going to work." Anyway, that's a bit unclear. They came and asked me, I don't know why, "What do I hold?" I said, "It's a very shvere shayla. Next week I'll be in Bnei Brak, I go to Abraham Kanievsky, on Friday morning we've got a shtickle kvirs with him, I'll ask him a shayla. Next week I was in Bnei Brak, Friday morning with the Rav Zilberstein we have a kvirs, in we go to Abraham." So we always asked each other before, "And what are you going to ask?" So I said to Rav Zilberstein, "I'm going to ask Abraham this question." He said, "Don't be silly. Abraham Kanievsky, him, main thing is learning, it's not in the shayla." I said, "No, if you don't let me ask, I can't ask." We're sitting there, and he says to me, "You know what, ask your question." So I asked Abraham, I said, "Rebbe Leben, There's a moysid there, and the Bashkiach says, no shachris, no learning. Right or wrong? The Prime says, Avada, the Mashkiach is gerecht. How are you, Yiddish? Any good? Useless? I'll say in Yiddish, you can all smile, and I'll translate it for you. No. Avada, the Mashkiach is gerecht. Am daven nicht, lernt man nicht. On davenen kann man nicht gut lernen. The Mashkiach is right. You have to have proper shachris beforehand. If you don't daven shachris properly, the learning isn't the same. You've got a posting in the Torah that tells you, a gewaldige chiddush. Bechol koreinu eilov. Mi kashem elokeinu. Bechol koreinu eilov. Whenever you daven to the Rebbein Shalom, he'll answer you. It's a promise. When the Bris Gerov fek da kasha, the goyim also can daven. How do you know a goy can daven? Who can answer me? Where do we find the goyim davened? Yom Kippur and Haftorah. Ninveh, we're goyim. And they daven to Hashem and he answered them. For the Bris Gerov, a goy can also daven. What's a yid special? So the Bris Gerov, the goy hasn't got b'chol korein yet. No promise. He can daven. I'm all your, I'm all name. By yid, you daven b'chol korein yet. Rabbi Shul answer you. But on condition, where does the Torah tell you to daven? Who can tell me? Where is the mitzvah of davening in the Torah? It's nice when you're all quiet. You're not always so quiet. Mm-hmm. It said, "Bechol korei, ovdoi bechol levavchem." To work with your heart. Davening is not the lips. Davening is with the heart. You have to concentrate. You have to really concentrate. And I will admit, it's not easy to concentrate. Everyone would tell you the same. I remember many years ago, I had a top psychologist came to see me about children. A lot of questions they had. When they finished, I said, can I ask you a question? They said, definitely. I said, this is the problem. I said, there was a teacher who was teaching for a serious mathematical examination. So he would call a boy out. He'd tell the boy, stand in front of the class. I'm going to give you a mathematical problem. I want you to think for 5 minutes in front of the class and give me an answer. So he put the question to the boy, think for 5 minutes. The teacher looks at the boy after 2 minutes and he's dreaming. He said, why are you dreaming? He says, sorry teacher, last night I couldn't sleep, I had a toothache. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't realize you're tired. Go back, come back tomorrow. Next day he calls him out, the same boy, gives him a different thing, think for 5 minutes. He looks at him after 2 minutes and the boy's dreaming. He said, what's today? I'm a bit ashamed to tell you, but my parents divorced today and I'm not sorry, go back. Tomorrow come, next day comes along, I've got another problem for you. Stands there after 2 minutes, the boy's dreaming. What's today? You know, my left toe, somehow or other, I've got a little bit of a mark there. Then when I walked, I spoiled my toe. And he got this one for 2 weeks. For two solid weeks, every day he called him out, and every day he told him to stand for 5 minutes, and every day a different excuse. You can never get him to think for 5 minutes. So I said to this psychologist, how would you say, what's wrong with this boy? She said, oh, very deep problem. And he gave, you know, A, B, C, D, O, D, O, D, O, D, O. He got a long, big medical record. This boy, very deep, disturbed mind. 2 weeks, he couldn't concentrate but 5 minutes. He needs very heavy tablets. Thank you very much. I said, I want to tell you something. I said, we also have to stand 3 times a day for 5 minutes and concentrate. And after 2 minutes, our mind also wanders. Have you got enough tablets for all of us to make sure that we can manage? So we call the same. So he smiled. He said, the truth of the matter is, Shmuel Esra's 5 minutes. Before we start, we decide, I'm going to concentrate beginning to end. And after a minute or two, I'm not looking at anyone, I'm looking at myself in the mirror. After 2 minutes, all of a sudden, you know, the games come along and my friend is there. And I went there and I was at home and the lovely chicken I had yesterday, it's all part of Atochein and Das, it's all there, it comes in there. Where did it come from all of a sudden? After 2 minutes, we all need tablets. Comes along the Chofetz Chaim, he gives you an Eitzah. I'm not denying it, you should know the Yetzer Hara is tremendously powerful, tremendously powerful. In state in Posik, Chazal call him a Melech Zoken Uksil. The Yetzer Hara is an old man and he's a big fool. Now, when you say he's a fool, what does the word fool mean? The fool means got no brains. He can fool you. This Yetzer Hara, he's got us all under his thumb. What do you mean he's a fool? All of us, one day or the other, either we say some Lashon Hara, or we butter in the middle of learning, or we don't make a bracha properly, we all do something, and he's the fool. He's the one who talks us into anything. You go sometimes along, and you see a big store, and on top of the store, you see a big name. The name is Jones, and the name is Smith. That's the name of the person who owns the store. Sometimes you see a person, let's say he's selling Cholent. You see on top of it, Cholent. He's not Mr. Cholent. He's selling Cholent. You see sometimes across lawyer. He's not Mr. Lawyer. He gives law. You see a tailor. He's not Mr. Tailor. He gives you suits. See, fishmonger. He's not Mr. Fish. He supplies fish. On top of the Yetzer Hara store, it's written, Ksil, fool. He's not a fool. He makes a fool of you. He supplies you to be a fool. That's his koyach. He takes all of us, and you think you've got him in your hand, he makes a good fool out of us. We stand for Shmona Esrei every single time, and we promise ourselves, I'm going to concentrate with Trilla Vatsov. Doesn't work. Comes again the Chofetz Chaim, he gives you an answer. I'd like to go on and on. I know Rebbe Matzis is pulling a face at me already. I'll give one answer to the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim says, I did it myself, and it helps me, Heilige Chofetz Chaim, and it doesn't take long. When you done Shmona Esrei, before you start a brocha, you make a little pause, and you say, is this brocha relevant to me? You come to Atah Choinin Lodom Das. Ribbono Shel Olam, I want seichel. I want to understand. And before you start, you say, Ribbono Shel Olam, this brocha is relevant to me. You'll daven better. You start Refoeinu, and before you say Refoeinu, you stop. What's coming now, Refoeinu? I need a refuah for someone. You say Baruch Oleinu, that's Panosa. You should be able to survive and have enough for the week. Every brocha you make a little Rishlaim Yecho, today's Asor B'Tevis, we can't not speak about the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Before you say Rishlaim, would be an avla to say today Mincha V'Rishlaim Yecho and not put a tear out to the Rebbeinu Shlom that Beis HaMikdash isn't here. Tyra boys, it's up to you. If you come on time, don't come late. Come on time to davening, you daven like we daven here today, nice and slow. If you come late, you're catching up. If you come slowly, you concentrate on the Siddur. And before Shmona Esrei, you make a little decision for yourself. I know it's hard, but today, don't say the whole Shmona Esrei. Say the first three brokers I'll be mechaven. It'll automatically go on to the end as well. If you daven, you say the Netziv was Rosh Hashiva in Valozhin. The Netziv used to have a chavrusa, Abisa Zalman Meltzer, used to learn with them the Shia beforehand. One day, Abisa Zalman came along and he said, all right, prepare the Shia. The Netziv says, no Shia today. What's a Yom Tov? Chasna, Brismila, nothing. No Shia today. Why no Shia? He says, every day I say, Ovinu, Ho'ov, Ho'rachman, Amrachim, Rachim Oleinu. Ribbono Shel Olam, have Rachmonus on me. Nesen b'libeinu, lohovin, ulahaskil. Help me to understand and to learn and to appreciate the Torah. Today I said Ava Rabba and no tears came in my eyes. I haven't done properly. I can't give a Shia today. Tyra boys, you daven properly in the morning, you say it clearly, you daven nice and slowly. It's a different siyata d'shmaya, especially on Asor B'Tevis, where we all need the tefillahs. Everyone knows that the tefillahs of boys who learn all day is better than any other tefillahs. Boys, you're learning all day, you've got a gvaldige koyach. B'chol koreinu elov, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam will answer your tefillahs. Hashem should help us, the tefillahs should be answered. We should be zoiche b'korv, pinyon b'ayis shlishi b'meir v'yameinu, amen, amen.